Hello, hello, Beth Martins here. Just coming on spontaneous. I'm in the garden, this beautiful garden. It's a very hopeful thing to come to the garden, see all the flowers. See, well, we're waiting for a few people to come on. He's going to show you these amazing Olympic cosmos. They are totally volunteers. They just keep popping up all over the garden. They're littering this garden with beauty as the garden turns into a kind of fall thing. They're literally everywhere. It's a wonder of God how beauty breaks through in ugly times. And this is a hopeful message. So, Sue Finelli is here. Hello, Cern B. Nice to see you. No Betty over here, by the way. Thank you for that. That's a typo. Perfect. We'll let it go. All right. Imitatio Dallas here. Hello. Got some love from Kara, I believe your name would be. And Karen is here. Good morning as well. And so what inspired me to come on today is to talk about the streams that I do, whether they're here, for example, with Lena Poo last week, amazing, so good. Like, I really enjoyed, you know, at this stage of the game, I did actually join her, her Patreon, and I've been spending some time with her materials, and we interviewed her again for the Choose Freedom Law Summit. So, you know, at the moment, I'm quite down with what she is up to. And it's very much related to what we are, or what I'm going to talk about today. And it's, you know, I could have called this stream buyer beware, because that's really the world that we're in right now. And, you know, nobody has come forward with this, but I just wanted to say it a little bit proactively, is that, you know, I'm sure you guys are all self-responsible, that you think for yourself, that, you know, you're not looking for a guru to follow. You're not hanging on anybody's every word and thinking like, whew, I found the person who can guide me and lead me through all of these things now. So I hope you're not thinking like that. It's very tempting. And that's where we've been at for a long time already. And, you know, there are a lot of gurus out there. You can follow them, no problem. But after all of this time, myself looking for the same thing, right? Because I showed up to this world not knowing one bloody thing about law. And it was so comforting to think that I could find somebody to just follow. And they would just give me 6 steps and I would walk through their door. And then I would feel confident and safe and happy and taken care of, right? So you can hear it's all pretty child archetype. Definitely a shadow. Oh, Steffi P is here. And Jay Armstrong, lots of love from Sue Finelli. Rob is here, good afternoon. Kyrene, all these beautiful souls coming up. Excellent, nice to see Rob the Truth, Mark Wartoba, welcome. And forget-me-nots, I forget what forget-me-nots look like. There you go. So, you know, if you've gone to, I was talking to somebody about this the other day, so I interviewed, and I'm not even totally sure about naming all the names. I'm thinking, oh, massive chemtrail going over this place. Wow, that's ugly. Here, I'll just show you the ugly first for a second. There it goes. Boom. Hard not to take it personal sometimes. And, you know, so I've hosted all these people. And if I had to go back and delete everyone that either had something, you know, I don't agree with or I think is not right on or is actively going sideways, then I pretty much might have to take down every single video. I don't know where I would stop and start. So anything that you're learning either here on this channel through my guests or through the Choose Freedom Law Summit or now the Manitoba Law and Action Group, you know, we're not claiming to be the leaders and the gurus of that. It's pretty sad in a way that we are leading it, you know, because we don't know the most. We've just had some experience and I'm very highly motivated to gather people to take meaningful action, real action that is going to make a difference. Hello, Paris. Nice to see you. Shakti Veda, welcome. Glad you're here. And so, yeah, we can't find those leaders. You know, there may be a good one. There were certainly people I would have thought were. And then just by the very fact that they're not doing anything right now, they're not speaking, they're not leading their people, they're not taking the action they said they would take, then it makes it look like, oh, you know, did they come to you and say to you, oh, we'll let you out of jail and give you a hall pass if you go and start this movement and gather souls so that they stay trapped in your world and they stay hooked on hopium. I think you maybe saw my video here on hopium, and get lost, right? Because those guys, they can have 80% really good stuff, or they can have 90% or even 95% good information, good tidbits. It's all good, right? I've learned something from every single speaker that I've hosted. But if they've got that 5%, then this is a cautionary message to say that, you know, you have to use your discernment and look in and see what is that 5%. Where did it go sideways? And it's a tall order. It's a major responsibility. How are you supposed to know if you're just learning? But, you know, it hasn't taken me very long to be able to see it, to think discriminately for myself. If I hand this over to anybody, I'm screwed. It's, you know, if I can't think through these things myself, then I don't know what I'm doing. So there's a lot of systems. I'm not saying they're all wrong, and I haven't barely tried anybody's system. You know, Lena Poo is one of the first ones that I've glommed onto and got into because it feels grassroots enough. It feels both humble and great at the same time. It's because of its humbleness that it's great. They are getting results. They have a vibrant, active community. So at this stage of the game, I think it would be, a good move. I've joined her Patreon and can recommend it, but it doesn't mean that I won't get into it and at some point discover something that I don't agree with or that I see as misleading. It can happen. I don't want it to happen. I don't expect it to happen necessarily, but you know, it's happened. It's happened a lot. So it doesn't matter who you've seen on my channel, who you've seen on Choose Freedom Lost Summit, you got to think for yourself. It's just where we're at. And it is the lesson that we need to learn. Hello, Rex George. Nice to see you. Glad you're here. And, I don't want to belabor the point necessarily either. And I just want to make sure that everybody is clear just because I'm interviewing somebody that I am endorsing them. I've even taken to interviewing them as a way to vet them because you get them in public, you get them live, they're in front of people. There's something else happens when you ask a question and the answer might not really reveal anything, but the stance can reveal something. The long pauses can reveal something. You know, eyes shifting back and forth looking for a right way to answer a question can reveal things. I'm very intuitive. I need to I go back and try to verify my claims sometimes. And sometimes I don't. I just move on. Because as soon as I've discovered that somebody or something is not really a good path, why am I going to waste my time with it? Why am I going to go on? Oh, Tanya, you're on Messenger. That's good. Time is really of the essence. And that's, I want to make a public apology to everybody that maybe I'm being short with, or I'm being very direct with and saying things, you know, we're about to take a major action. And so those people joining us, there's just a handful of those fully committed people, you know, and I'm reading them the Riot Act. I don't like to read anyone the Riot Act. But if you step into an action with feeling like you can sort of do it, you can show, you can not show, you can do the work or not do the work. And it's a lot of fucking work, man. It's I really, don't like that. I don't like that fact that it's just so much bloody work. That part of me is anyway, that's just my own thing. But I am doing the work because the work is to be done. What else is to be done? If there's anything to be done. And so let me see if I can set up here a little bit. Sitting a bit in the shade. There's no shade. Oh, well, here we go. So let me see what you guys are saying. What do you think of this message, right? Is it a good disclaimer? Yeah, we have to use our intuition and discernment 100% the whole bloody time. There's no getting out of it. And it really is the lesson that we're here to learn. It is actually the truth that we need right now. You know, the Old Testament, Moses led the people, right? Noah brought all of the creatures on the ark with him. But we're in the New Testament now, and every single person has to get through this door on their own. I know I'm just repeating myself, but people are like, oh, good, you're studying the law. That's great. Somebody's got that department handled. It's not like that. It's just not like that. And you put the time in. We've made things super simple, right? If you go to the Choose Freedom Law Summit, you will notice that of the 20, I think there's 24 interviews now. We're going to be releasing Lena's very soon. It was excellent, beautiful discussion. And you're going to hear them say something different. Now, there are commonalities. Some of them are using similar approaches. And the one thread that is the same throughout is that we must know who we are. We must understand. I don't want to use that word understand anymore, just for the habit of it, what it means in law to stand under. But we must understand who we are under God, right? That your rights never come from any order, any statute, any government, any official, any authority. They don't come from there. They didn't give you rights, and they cannot take those rights away. It's just not like that. That's the beautiful thing. That's why we have such strong standing. That's why people actually do get results when they know who they are. You know, when I was sick with cancer and I'd been, you know, battered and smashed around by the medical system, then finally, I came to a place of total resolution in myself. I was doing an interview with Here for Truth yesterday, telling the story, and I had basically faced death, right? They were offering me half a chance to live with a stem cell transplant, and I decided that I needed to do that inner work. I faced my death, and I thought, okay, if this is my time, I accept. It might be now, it might be 2 weeks from now, it might be 20 years from now or longer. I didn't know. I had absolutely no guarantee. But I did have at that point the courage and the awareness that I needed to face my death. Because running from it just was absolutely no good to me. It was pulling death into me. The very thing that I didn't want was rushing at me. And then I went to the doctor for my final appointment to talk about the stem cell transplant. And with that strong resolve coming from a place of not fear, which is love, not love for that guy, that my doctor, he was really messed up. He committed suicide. Maybe you heard me say, or I read it in my book. But I was coming out of a place of love for myself, love for life, love for my mission. And so it was the first time ever that this guy didn't argue with me. When I refused that stem cell transplant, I braced myself. I'm like, okay, he's going to come at me. He's going to yell, you're going to die. You're going to die. Right? Like he had done many times before when I argued with him. But you don't argue a claim. You put it out. Here's how it's going. This is what I'm doing. And I'm just giving you the courtesy of alerting you, of noticing you. So if it's ever time to not ask any authority's permission to make your claim, it's now. It's absolutely now. We have every right to make those claims. That is the power that God gave us. Now, you have to be really responsible about your claims. You have to be able to swear under threat of perjury that your claims are true. So it takes diligence. It takes maturity to not just shoot from the hip and repeat every fact that you see on a video. Even if I say it, right? Even if I say it, I've learned. If I had to go back again and take out all of the things I said that weren't true, probably everything would come down. I'm learning by the second. And we're all growing and learning that way. So this time I came in and when I braced myself, when I refused the stem cell transplant, what did that doctor do? Nothing. What did he say? Okay. Right. This is actually pretty common. When I've come up, it's sort of wrong to say against, but when I have come up against authorities that I thought did not hold my best interest, and I had that powerful position of being in a place of love rather than fear, the answer is always, okay. I read the riot act to the school the other day. They want to, of course, muzzle the children, and my kid wants to be muzzled. Great. Fantastic. Right? It's fucking awful for a parent. And so the next best thing is that I choose those masks. I treat them because I've found all the worms in the fucking masks. I swear a lot more now. And so I just said, under no circumstances is he to wear your mask. And she's like, okay, the same thing. Okay. I'm like, all right, well, whatever. So your authority, your position matters a lot. And you can't just say those words. You can't just get somebody's script and say that stuff. It holds no power because you hold the power. If you invest those words with your attention, your time, you do the inner work to let the fear go, be really honest with yourself. Where are you coming from? I'm not the perfect example by any means right now. Things are so chaotic. But I am doing my work best as I can and trying to stay up with everything. I have a bunch of clients that I love and adore. I have a business that is like amazing. It's a dream business. I have this beautiful audience. You guys are awesome, right? This is so fun. It's like a wet dream to be connected this way. It was always what I envisioned. And here we are. I would love nothing more than to just focus on that and do nothing but that. But when you have perpetrators not just breathing down your neck, but coming for you and coming for your child, then there is a spiritual obligation to take action, to do something. And there's no guarantee what the action is going to bring. There's no formula at all. So it's Lena Poos was saying how creative this process is. And that's a new idea to me now. I'm just starting to get it, that instead of resenting that I need to do this instead of all of those things that I love, to see the creativity in it. And when you're in that creative place, then you are, I got a wasp really getting me here. Then you are so close to the creator. You're practically one with the creator. That's the power creator gave us, to create. And you probably heard me say it before, but when I'm creating, you can't convince me that I'm not free. There's absolutely no evidence for that. I'm not in that state of mind, right? Creativity is a whole different thing. It's birthing. It has all of its own pain. That's why most people are not very good creators. They're good followers. They're good consumers. Even if you're consuming and following the very best, you're missing the point. That your life is here to be created by you, or someone else is going to come and create your life for you. It's a given. You create a vacuum of power. And so that vacuum of power, it's going to attract the wrong person. It's going to attract those that are hungry for your power, right? You can give it to them. You can sacrifice it, but it's not sacred at all. You're just giving away your power because, you know, what scares us more than being perpetrated is our own power. I know it's a cliche, but it's really true, right? Our power is scary. It's so much responsibility. It's so intense. All of your decisions come down on you. Nobody can accept that responsibility for you. if things go down with me or my child, it all falls down on me. Now you can place liability where the perpetrators are concerned, and like, holy shitballs. Anybody here from Manitoba and the Louis Riel School Division? I'm going to post as a video here on my channels the last board meeting. And it's interesting to call it a board meeting. It was like getting hit in the face with a board meeting over and over and over again. There were some things that we expected. For example, they have, of course, many of you know they've mandated. Unlike other school divisions in the city, they've taken the leadership, because there are such virtue signalers to the controllers, that all of the staff and teachers have to be, double jabbed or submit to testing that's going to cost them $500 a week. And many of them are succumbing because they feel like they have no choice. They're being totally bullied and coerced. You know, we're ready to do something extreme, I'll tell you. And so not all the cities, not all the school divisions are doing it. And on the meeting, so we knew that was coming. That was the third reading that was passed. It was no big surprise. That was not anything that I felt too bad about. But then next thing you know, they slipped in the first reading of a two-tiered education system. So here we are, right? Those kids that don't get the double jab and any jabs to come are now not going to be able to participate in anything extracurricular, right? That's what kids go to school for extracurriculars. They don't give a crap about the math and the fake science and the, I do believe in learning how to read and write, very important that you can communicate and get your point across and express yourself in a skillful way. It matters a lot, but you know, most of that other stuff, I really feel like it's sheer programming. I would take my kid out of school in a heartbeat. Please don't tell me that having your kid in school is child abuse. Each family, each parent, everybody has to navigate this for themselves. I tried my best. I honestly gave a major push to keep that kid out of school, but it's out of my hands. The best I could do would be to drive a truck through the school and demolish it, and then there'd be no school to go to. that's like, you know, so, but I'm not moving to violence. They want us to do that so that we go out of honor, right? Hopefully you know by now how incredibly important it is to be in honor before your creator, so you can live with yourself and die in a way that is truly going to be the best for your soul. It might not save your life right now. It might not. We're all going to die of something. You hear me say it all the time. It's time to be utterly real about that, to let all of the fears of it come up and be released. If they don't come up, if you just keep suppressing it and you sit on top of it and you don't let yourself feel death itself and see for yourself that it's not death, it's a lie, it's a program. It's not death. It feels like death. That's a big fat illusion. I've died many times. Pretty much every day I let myself die. I go through death, my worst fears. And that keeps me in a state of energy moving. And I prove to myself on the other side every single time that it's just not there, that it can't touch me. That's how you can come up against authorities. That's how you can stand. You know who you are. Even if they were to take a gun out and shoot your head off, you know they can't touch you. Right? That's real power. And I don't know what I'm going to be like in that situation when someone takes a gun to my head or somebody I love, right? When you're fearless, all kinds of other unspeakable things can start to happen. So we're being pushed to the wall, and you have to look to yourself for anything that you feel like you need. It doesn't mean we can't do it together. I always say this, you have to do this work on your own, but you don't have to do it alone. So you can partner up with other people. You can use each other. Like when I'm down, one of my colleagues can lift me up. And when they're down, I can help them rise. This is how we do it. We're definitely meant to work together, but never ever to give over responsibility as if you could, which you can't, to someone other than yourself. And when you hold that conviction and you make those claims out of a place of not just confidence, because confidence can be an ego thing, just suppressing the fear, but you're solid. There's no conflict between you and your creator. Then things can happen that appear to be impossible. That's where we're at. We're making the impossible happen. How do you make the impossible happen? You walk in faith. Faith is the power. If anyone took my Primal Power course, you know that faith is the light side of, maybe I'll sit and stop making you guys dizzy. It's the light side of the prostitute archetype, right? We're invited to sell our souls at every turn, every single turn. You know, whether you can be seduced by a football game or going to a movie or getting on a plane, going on vacation, you know, there's a lot of people that were seduced by that, are seduced by it. It's probably not you guys, but there will be deeper things that you're seduced by, like food and shelter and water and true safety. You know, it's pretty crazy even that we have to talk like this and think like this. It will be a seduction, right? You give me this and I'll give you your safety. That's talking directly to the prostitute. And if in that moment you can choose faith and say, I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know any other way that I'm going to be safe in this situation. I literally don't. But I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust guidance. I'm going to trust my ability to stay alert to that guidance. Then miracles happen all of the time. So that's pretty much my message. You know, if you guys are, again, looking at my videos and going like, oh, Beth thinks she's great, so I'm going to go and correct my status with that person. On the whole correcting status thing, you know, the reclaiming of your security, I'll just let you know right now, I'm totally not down with that. To me, that seems like getting deeper into Babylon. We're not here to do that, right? Go and get a piece of your trust. You know, they say, oh, there's $1 billion in your trust. Go get it. You deserve it. They're ripping you off. You should have that. You should have a hall pass. You should be able to, you know, do whatever you want and get the land and, you know, whatever it is, that, you know, the cars and all that kind of stuff. And to me, that's totally the opposite of what the Bible tells us about getting out of Babylon. It's not just that we have to get out of Babylon. Babylon is spitting us out. If you're not going to be that prostitute, that's what Babylon is. If you're not going to be it, then you don't belong. They don't want us here. It's so clear. So it's time to choose and to make a decision inside yourself that you're going to walk in faith. And hello, Thor at the door. And it looks like Snake Jones is here. So good. Screwing with Snake. I'm missing all your comments. Locked, loaded, and always prepped. Been that way. Yeah, that's good. Sounds like a lovely American attitude, which we love you guys. Boy, Biden's message yesterday, intense. Hey, has it changed anything down there? I don't know how much longer I can stay on right now, you guys, but I've got a meeting coming up here from the garden. You got that right. This world seems like it's always trying to get you to sell your soul. Yep, the devil wants your soul. The devil's on a suicide mission and wants your soul, right? I'm going down. I'm taking as many with me as I can. And they got a bunch. Oh my God, they got most of them already. Holy moly. Knowing you were out there and when things got rough was such a blessing. I'm strong. and kicking ass. And I'm very appreciative to everyone who's out there empowering themselves. That's a beautiful message. Excellent. Thank you so much. I see how we feed each other energy. I just like got a big blast of love from that. Thank you. Care, we're all here in the now. True story. That's the only place we ever are. And that's where all the knowledge that you need is going to be. In the now, right now, if you're paying attention, then there might very well be the thing that you need to learn, or the thing that you need to just simply go to the next step. Maybe it's not the thing. Maybe it's not the be all and end all by any means, but it'll get you to the next step, because otherwise we're paralyzed. Nobody takes action. Nobody does anything. If you're afraid to take the wrong action, then you're kind of screwed, because you'll never learn what that wrong action would teach you. You don't know it's wrong until you take the step. Now, some steps are more permanent, and you can't go back on them, but most you can get a little bit of the way in and pivot, right? That's what I love about being self-employed, and I can do whatever I want. As soon as I have new information, then I can pivot. I can do something new. Hello, Snake Jones. Nice to see you. Faithfully armored. Excellent. So good. And don't get in the trap of wanting violence to them. I will admit, when I heard that two-tiered system come down in the meeting the other day, I just saw guns. That's all I saw. But I know it's wrong. It doesn't help me. It doesn't serve me at all. You know, love thy enemy. What the fuck does that mean right now? Love thy enemy. So Amanda Yates, nice to see you. Usually can't see the comments very well from here. Faith and love, aka my stable place. You got it. Exactly. We all know when we get there. It's very clear. Don't fight fair. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's the gauntlets are off. Definitely. Yeah. But honor, it's between you and your creator, not between you and your enemy. That is not why you're in honor, for your enemy's sake. Absolutely not. They pushed the wall, and I found a gray area in that wall. That's good. Excellent. Very, very good. I don't even know what... Do you guys know what time it is? I can't see. My phone won't tell me. I need to get going soon. Welcome to everybody that's new on the channel. It still keeps growing. It's a beautiful thing. If you're not familiar with the work that I do, I'm at bethmartins.com. If you sign up for something there, for example, one of my archetype quizzes, then we'll stay in contact. If I drop off these platforms, then we're still connected, and I'll still make sure to show up to you guys. I love the live thing. It's so lively, and you guys come and say amazing things. Hello, Statecraft. Welcome. Steve FB is here. Jay Armstrong, you agree with Beth? If death in this realm is the worst possible outcome, okay, I can accept that. Exactly. You know, it's just a transformation of life. You know, things are dying in this garden. Other things are coming to life. Okay, I'll show you my garden really fast before I shoot off for the day. And so here are the strawberries. I've had about five off them. I have to compete with the groundhogs for it. The Olympic chard, it never stops. I've been cutting and eating and dehydrating. There are the beautiful cosmos. These were volunteer. I didn't plant them. They're just going gangbusters, having a party. And here's my beautiful basil. That's given me basil all summer long. Here are the sriracha peppers. This was an experiment. There's just a ton of them there. One you can see is pretty much ready. I'm going to let it go fully to ripeness. Got the beautiful parsley patch. And these are all my new babies. I planted a bunch of new lettuces right from seed. And that was a spiritual exercise to plant these lettuces and pander to them, if that's a word. The right word it was so much care they needed to come to fruition. And here they are growing. It's beautiful. And I'm going to have like a forest of lettuce again. I'm going to be able to juice. And here's more chard, and that's celeries and the tomatoes. There's been tons of tomatoes, and my big watermelon. I took it home. It was absolutely perfect and beautiful and ripe and gorgeous. I wish I could share that flavor with all of you. So I got people here. I should probably come away. And I think I'm going to get off now. I love you guys, and wanted to make sure that this disclaimer got out there. If it's not absolutely clear, anything that I share, and you'll see, I will give you clues, right? Like I said, I'm vetting people in these interviews. And if somebody says, oh, $2 a person, and we need to raise $200,000 for this mass action that has never been done before. I've never done it before, but now we're going to do it. And you don't see me jump on and go, rah, 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 let me run that campaign and be your banker. You don't see me doing that. It's a sign. And sometimes I don't know yet. Inside the interview, I might still be in romanced and in their bubble, and you won't see a sign. It's the way it is. It's a serious buyer beware. If you have a specific question, feel free to ask me. I hope I catch your message. There's so many messages these days. It's a little off the charts, but it just comes back to the same thing. You know, we think for ourselves, feel into your heart. Is that truth written on your heart? So much so that it gives you that authority that you can stand in and you can make a claim yourself without having to ask anybody, Beth, what do you think? Because maybe you're going to ask me one day, I think one thing, and then I'll learn new knowledge. I would like to call everybody out, but I'm not 100% sure on my claims. I'm not here to slander people, and I certainly don't want to be wrong. I just want to do right under God. That's the bottom line. I think that's all of our ultimate desires. All right. So I love you guys. I'm glad I had a chance to come on. Hope you enjoyed my garden, and I'm going to sign off for now. Lots of love. Bye.